Today, the employment number wagons are at it again. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I'm the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, according to the ABS, the unemployment rate remained at 3.7% in August on a season adjusted basis, according to the data released today. The ABS said, with employment increasing by around 65,000 people and the number of unemployed only dropping slightly by around 3,000 people, the unemployment rate remained at 3.7% in August. The large increase in employment in August came after a small drop in July around the school holiday period. Looking over the past 2 months, the average employment growth was around 32,000 people per month, which is similar to the average growth over the past year. The employment to population ratio rose 0.1 percentage points to 64.5%. That's around the record high back in June. And the participation rate also increased up to a record high of 67% in August, which, together with the high employment to population ratio, continues to reflect a tight labour market. Monthly hours worked fell, though, 0.5% in August 2023. That followed the increase of 0.2% in July, while employment rose by 0.5%. Despite a small fall in August, the hours worked were 3.7% higher than in August 2022, continuing to reflect faster growth than the 3% annual increase in employment. The strength in hours worked over the past year relative to employment growth shows the demand for labour is continuing to be met by people working more hours, at least to some extent, the ABS said, to which I add, but of course that's because a lot of people are in difficulty and they're having to work more hours and working more multiple jobs, as we reported the other day. The underemployment rate rose 0.2 percentage points to 6.6% in August, 0.6 percentage points higher than August 2022, but was still around 2.2 percentage points lower than before the pandemic. The underutilization rate, which combines the unemployment rate and the underemployment rate, rose 0.1 percentage points to 10.2%, and that was 0.8 percentage points higher than last August and 3.7 percentage points lower than March 2020. The ABS said, while we've seen the underutilization rate increase over the past year, from the recent low of 9.3% in October 2022 up to 10.2%, it's still well below the 14% reported in March 2020. Before the pandemic, the last time we saw it this low was in September 2008. Now, across the states, unemployment rose in New South Wales, Western Australia, and the Northern Territory, but fell in the other states. But by the way, the trend unemployment rate remained at 3.7% in line with the updated figure for July. Employment grew by around 28,000 people or 0.2%, and the hours worked rose 0.2% in August in trend terms. Over the past year, employment has increased by 2.9% and hours worked by 4.6%, and the employment to population ratio remains near the historic high of 64.5% for the fifth month in a row, in line with July's updated figures. And the participation rate rose less than 0.1 percentage point to a record high, 67%, and the underemployment rate rose less than 0.1 percentage points to 6.5%, its highest level in 18 months. In trend terms, all key indicators still point to a tight labour market, the ABS concluded. Now, there are a few funnies in the numbers, though. The ABS has revised the original labour force series from July 21 to reflect the latest available preliminary and final estimates of the estimated residential population. This quarterly process ensures that the labour force series promptly reflects any change in population trends and minimises the size of revisions that can occur when the series are rebalanced following each census of population and housing. So the usual resident civilian population in June 2023 was revised, wait for it, down by 0.1%. That's around 15,500 people, which frankly to me seems very, very strange given the very high migration that is currently underway, higher than, well, 1975 onwards really. And it's also worth noting that the current labour force population benchmarks are derived from the estimated residential population based on the 2021 census preliminary data. In the November 23 publication to be released on the 14th of December, the labour force population benchmark will be updated to reflect the latest estimate population based on the 21 census final rebase. That's a regular five-yearly rebasing process that follows each census and ensures the labour force estimates are benchmarked to the most recent population information. That process will result in revisions to labour force estimates going right the way back to 2016. This follows a similar process that was undertaken in 2018, so a bit of number wanging there. And once again, there were also variations between the incoming and outgoing samples, with the new incoming August group having a higher unemployment rate than the outgoing group, from 3.4% to 4.4%. And earlier this week, Roy Morgan reported that unemployment rocketed to 11%, its highest level since March 2021, due to record labour supply growth outpacing job creation. The historical correlation between Roy Morgan's unemployment measure and the ABS's does point to a rise in official unemployment eventually. The average number of applications per job in ads were also up, way above pre-pandemic levels, according to Seek, which signals a significant lift in ABS unemployment ahead. So the gap between the official data from the ABS and other sources suggests a potential rise ahead, unless the number wanging continues to mask the true reality of what is happening in the labour market. And this is important because if unemployment rises, more households with mortgages or rent will get into trouble. So on one hand, I hope the ABS is right, because low levels of unemployment will support households. On the other hand, I have a nagging fear that the truth is out there, but has yet to find its way into the official numbers. We will see eventually. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.